Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub Transforming Bodies podcast. Now, today I'm lucky enough to be speaking with Dennis. Now, Dennis heads up part of Cynosure in Australia, and we're going to talk about the Vivace treatment. So it's relatively, it's been around, I heard about it about a year ago, but just lately there's been a lot of buzz around it, and I've just seen some phenomenal results. So I couldn't resist having a bit of a chat to him about it, just so we can kind of get across to you what it is, what it's about, and what it's used to treat. So welcome, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
Dennis, tell us, what is Vivace? Apart from, it sounds like, you know, Jirachi, Versace. So what is the Vivace?
It's a radio frequency micro needling device. So it delivers radio frequency energy via needles into the skin. And it is used for skin tightening or smoothing of texture of the skin, pore size reduction, redness.
Okay, so how does it's like a microneedling kind of device. So how is it that when that's added with the radio frequency energy, how is that how does that make it like it's on steroids? Like, how does it actually work?
Well, the microneedling itself, if you were just using a microneedling device, would cause some sort of collagen stimulation and reaction purely through injury. So if we were just using needling, for instance, we're causing trauma into the skin. And so you're going to get the body reacting in terms of repair. So you get a stimulation of collagen and a tightening effect. But the downside to that is, obviously, if you're putting needles into the skin, you're breaking the surface of the skin, you're creating bleeding and a lot of downtime. So when you combine it with radio frequency, you're causing a coagulative effect. So in addition to creating these channels into the skin, you're applying energy, radio frequency energy. And it's that energy that causes both a collagen genesis symptom within the body, as well as a neovascularization. So you've got a dual effect within the treatment area, and you are creating these channels that in many instances the clinics will use a topical post-treatment to allow cosmeceuticals to be applied, which will then penetrate into the skin and help with the effect that they're looking for, whether it's texture, skin tightening, reduction of acne. So multiple uses.
Okay, so like, can it be used anywhere else apart from the face as well, or is that?
Yeah, no, the face is the major area. Face and the neck. It can be used on the neck, and some clinics can use it on the décolletage. But predominantly, it's used for tightening around the face, around the eyes, the nose, around the mouth line, and then onto the neck.
Yeah, right. And the reason I asked about bodies, I thought, it sounds like it'd be great on a scar. Would that be right? Like, say a surgical scar, but maybe.
Yeah, no, it's used on scarring. It's used on stretch marks. Mm-hmm. So on any area where you are wanting to affect a tightening effect, or you have redness and you're trying to reduce the redness, where you have scars and you're trying to soften the scar. Mm-hmm. So very effective in areas such as stretch marks or so. Absolutely.
So tell me, the most important question, does it hurt? Or what do they do to stop the pain? Because surely it has to hurt at some level.
Yeah.
What they say? No pain, no gain. Surely that's got to be true here as well.
It is. Look, it's not a treatment that has no discomfort, but it is absolutely tolerable. It has a very, very low discomfort level. And that's mainly due to how it's delivered. So one of the design features of the system with the Vivace is the motor that it uses. So it uses a robotic motor, which means that when the needles are being inserted, it's very smooth. So the insertion of a needle, you can think of when you, if you were drawing blood, you know, if you insert the needle slowly and then withdraw, it's very comfortable, if you can put it that way, versus, you know, rapidly inserting the needle. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the features, is that it uses this robotic motor to very smoothly insert the needles. And also it has two frequencies. It has a 1 megahertz and a 2 megahertz frequency. So the and those frequencies just determine how long you are going to deliver the radio frequency energy. So if you're using 1 megahertz, it's a broader delivery. So that may tend to be a little more discomfort than if you're using a concentrated 2 megahertz pulse width. And also you have insulated needles, which means that the along the needle, it's insulated, and then right at the end of the tip, when it becomes uninsulated, that's where the energy is delivered. So when you insert the needle, you're causing far less, let's say, trauma in the surrounding tissue, and you're causing far less effect on the nerve endings, and then you're delivering high levels of energy right in very precise areas at the tip of the needle. So it's very accurate in the way it delivers energy. It's delivered deeper into the dermis. And we also use a process called the 3D precision treatment. So 3D means basically a protocol of going through three depths of delivery of energy. Mm-hmm. So it's a very clean and precise way of delivering the energy at different depths in the skin, but through this insulation of the needles, affecting the comfort for the client. So of all the devices that are on the market, Vivace, I would absolutely say, is the most comfortable of any treatment.
So tell me, because I'm looking at the head thing here, how many, because obviously it's like when someone uses it, I'm presuming it's like a little bit of a stamp that goes on your face, like, you know, stamp and then move on, stamp the next spot, stamp the next spot. How many needles in that little kind of square thing or whatever shape the rectangle is that does the stamping? How many little gold-plated needles or little micro-needles, I suppose, are there that create those little microscopic
Each needle set consists of 36 gold-plated needles. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for each, and you can use it in a manual or automated mode. Mm-hmm. So when you compress it onto the, or press it on this skin, once it the motor is activated, it will then accurately deliver the 36 needles into that selected treatment area. And you can select again the depth of penetration. So one of the advantages of Vivace again is you can start it at 0.5 millimeters and a depth, which is very shallow, close to the surface of the skin.
It's like a half of 1 millimeter.
0.5 mil. And then you can actually go up in increments of 0.1. So the operator has very, very good control over the depth of treatments. Mm-hmm. And so you can go up to 3.5 millimeters of depth. And you have the ability, as I say, to use either 1 megahertz or 2 megahertz. So the operator really works with the patient or the client, so understanding what treatment they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And then based on the treatment, they will determine, you know, what setting they want to be at, what depth they need to be at. But this 3D precision protocol is proving extremely effective in clinical outcomes and very well tolerated and loved by customers.
Okay, so tell me, so with that treatment, like how long does it take? Like how long am I going to be being, you know, poked for? And do clinics use a numbing cream or like a gas or general anesthetic?
Definitely not general anesthetic.
No, I was being silly actually.
But numbing cream, yep. Again, if you're using very shallow depths, mm-hmm. and you're doing a very superficial treatment, you can do it without numbing cream. But most clients prefer a numbing cream. And if you're going to be treating at deeper levels, then you would put on a numbing cream. And you usually do that about 25 to 30 minutes before a treatment. Mm-hmm. And the treatments vary. It can be from 15 minutes to 10 minutes to 20 minutes, depending on the area that they're treating.
Yeah.
One of the advantages, again, with Vivace is that there's no limit to the number of shots per tip. So, it's one tip per treatment for the client.
Per person. Yeah, right. Yep.
You can do multiple areas on the face or on the neck. You can do multiple passes around areas that you want to add extra energy. So where there's thickness of the skin. And you're wanting to deliver more energy. So again, the operator tailors the treatment around what the client is looking for, and that will determine, the length of treatment.
Of course. And look, one of the things that that I like the sound of, like, I know there's a big buzz about LED treatments these days. Like, I even love, like, infrared sauna. Anything with light, I absolutely love. So this is actually, like, am I right in saying that this is kind of combined with some LED
correct
light therapy? So that's all in the one kind of device, in the Vivace device?
Correct. So it has red and it has blue LED. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing a treatment, the operator will again use the LED that they are looking for the outcome. So if they're looking for an anti-inflammatory response, then they'd use the one set of LED. If they're looking for more, let's say, an antibacterial type response, they'd use the other LED. So yeah, you can combine it when you. For instance, if you're doing acne, active acne or acne scars, they'd use the blue LED. Mm-hmm. If you're doing wrinkles or scars, stretch marks, use the red LED during that treatment. So yeah, that's again another benefit of the Vivace system.
And I guess because from what I can gather with micro needling systems, like aren't most of them like around about 2.5 millimeters or is that what, like, because you just said that it goes 3.5 millimeters deep, or it can go as far as 3.5 millimeters deep. Is that like normal or is
typically within systems you get some that are only go shallower, and then you can get up to 4 millimeter depth of penetration. 3.5 seems to be really the maximum depth that you'd need to go to create clinical outcome that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Deeper than that, it doesn't seem to be any major clinical advantage. So between 0.5 and 3.5, you tend to cover all levels that you need to affect, whether it's wrinkle reduction, scars, acne. Most systems will operate in and around those levels.
Yep. And so 30 minutes for the numbing cream. Mm-hmm. How long for the treatment did you say?
Oh, it can be anywhere, let's say 10 to 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, again, depending on the areas that you're wanting to treat.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of depends on the spatial area of what you're having done.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me 1 second. Sorry. Okay. So basically you do the treatment, it takes between, 10, 20, 30, whatever minutes that you want. Mm. Depending on the space that you're having done and the improvement that you're going to notice. So like, because I know this is like great because it prepares your skin to open those channels that are going to give you that extra benefit to the serums and creams and that you're putting in your skin. But will people notice a difference straight away?
Yeah, you will see an immediate response again because you're delivering energy. Mm-hmm. The client's going to feel an immediate tightening effect.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a little bit of redness. That's, again, an advantage of the Vivace. It has minimal downtime. Some of your other needling devices, you can have downtime of 1 to 2 days. You can have bleeding. So with the Vivace, you have minimal downtime.
Do you bleed as well?
You can, but again, it would be minimal bleeding, and that is dependent on the depth that you're using. And but one of the advantages with the way that the needles are injected into the skin, because it's so smooth, the likelihood of bleeding is greatly reduced. And so people will see an immediate tightening effect or feel immediate tightening effect, and they will see a glow. Many of the clients that we speak to say, you know, they've had a treatment, then they go home and you know, someone, their partner or somebody in the house says, oh, what have you done to your face? You know, have you just done something? It looks wonderful. And they have this glow. So so you get the immediate effect. The treatments are done typically 4 weeks apart. And most clinics would recommend, if it's just for skin, maybe three treatments. If you're doing more lax skin or you're treating scars, it could be maybe 3 to 6 treatments spread 4 weeks apart. And collagen takes roughly within 6 weeks, you start to see this effect of collagen. At 12 weeks, it starts to really build. So the development, the way the body develops and creates collagen, is a process over time. So each treatment that you're doing, you are stimulating and building more and more collagen, and that will give you that firmness as the skin starts to thicken and tighten, and then that's the lasting effect you start to see.
Yeah, right. And so say, for example, if someone just wanted to do it to freshen up their skin, because I know myself, I have quite large pores. So I need to do something regularly, although I have good skincare, but I need to do something regularly, you know, that kind of pierces my skin to kind of, you know, give to help with my pores. So how would you say this is a treatment that you have, say if I have a course of 3 just to kind of rejuvenate my skin, how long after that do you reckon you'd need another treatment? Like, is this something that you do once a year or something like that, just to kind of get a bit of a zhuzh up?
Again, depends on you as the client. You know, when you look in the mirror after a couple of months and you think, oh, my skin's not looking as bright as I wanted, then you would schedule another treatment. But typically maintenance treatments would be done, you know, once every 3 to 6 months maybe. Mm-hmm. But you can do it. You know, younger people anywhere, you know, in the early 20s maybe, you know, going into 30s where the skin is naturally firm and tight, you have a lot of elastin and a lot of collagen, you would need, you know, a lot less than that. It's more for rejuvenation, you know, very shallow depth of penetration when you're doing the treatment. But as you get older and as our skin starts to sag and we lose the elastin and the collagen, that's when, you know, we would require more treatments and maybe maintenance a little more frequently.
Yeah. And I guess it comes back to the same thing. Basically, what this device does is it triggers your body to produce collagen, which is going to give you that you know, that effect on your skin, that glowing skin, that, you know, slight tighter skin, smaller pores, all that sort of thing. Hey, so it all comes back to the, you know, helping the body to or the skin to produce more collagen. Hey,
absolutely, that's exactly what it's doing.
Yeah. Oh, that's been so interesting. That's been really lovely having a chat to you about that today, because it's always really nice to hear what it does in good old-fashioned plain English.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Lovely. Thank you, Dennis. And look, listeners, if you're out there and you want to find out where you can have this treatment done, you can drop an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au, or you can actually go to the Cynosure website and actually find a clinic near you that provides the treatment as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Dennis.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.